It's all about cats today. And have you noticed that all the cat people we've talked to so far are men? I mean, whatever happened to the stereotype of the cat lady? Are they being supplanted by all these hip young cat guys? Seriously, there's a long and slightly strange association of cats and women. Writer Ben Hoffman has been having some fun with that in a story he's writing about a woman big cat biologist on the dating scene.
I work in big cat conservation, which always gives men the idea I am a sexy person. I am not. So far as I can see, there is nothing so carnal about saving the Asiatic cheetah. No, I tell men on first dates, I'm a woman with a desk job. I work in maps and spreadsheets. Do you find data sexy? Men do not find data sexy. I knew this, I always have, but I've also relearned the hard way just to be sure. For example, I meet for an exploratory gelato with a tiny man who works in copy editing. The copy editor's profile did not mention that he is 5'2", but this is apparent now, in the flesh, whenever we are standing. So we stick to sitting. Sitting, he is a normal height. What's that like, I wonder, your whole life trying to stick to sitting? Isn't sitting what kills you? Right away, he wants to know about the big cats. Have I been to the jungle? Saved a lion up close and personal? I let him down as best I can. I tell him I work in a cubicle just like him. I'd never been out in the wild, never snatched a panther from the jaws of a poacher's trap, never mended a tiger's wounds. Not sexy. He takes a consolatory bite of gelato. One thing I have noticed about men is that when their sexual fantasies come to ruin, they turn invariably to anger or sarcasm. Big cats are great and all, he says, but what about small cats? Don't you care about small cats? What about medium cats? What about the polar bears? I'm on a date with a copy editor who does not understand the concept of niches. I say to him, what about a walk while we eat our gelato? It's so nice out. Let's stand. Let's stroll. The week after my date with the copy editor, I meet a securities trader at a small bar on the Upper East Side where Irish men control access to the jukebox. The securities trader only has to see me to know I am not the woman he was imagining from my profile. I have never wrestled a lion to safety, never dragged my body provocatively through mud, never thrown a net over a bad man with a gun. So, the securities trader says, what's the deal with big cats? I sip my drink. I ask, what do you mean, what's the deal with big cats? Like, tell me about a big endangered cat. Make me care for him. Or, hell, her. I tell him about the wild snow leopard, how there are only 200 left in Afghanistan. Don't they have bigger fish to fry over there? He asks. Just kidding. He tugs on his tie. But why are they special? Give me a fact. Give me three facts. I tell him how the wild snow leopards have 3-foot tails, how they spend most of their life alone, how Chinese men grind up their bones for traditional medicine, how they can leap 30 feet at a time when they're attacking prey, boars, gazelles, mice. 30 feet, he says. Hell, can we train them to attack Al-Qaeda? Can you imagine? Osama coming out of his cave and whammo. They're dying, I tell him. He snorts. Hell, if we're down to worrying about the cats in Afghanistan, we may have to give Bush some sort of medal. I feel that I deserve some sort of medal.
That's an excerpt from a work in progress by Ben Hoffman. He's a 2015 Stegner Fellow at Stanford University and a creative writing fellow at the University of Wisconsin. And we had sound design by Joe Hartke.